and back at Haley Auctions and Real Estate in Rustville, and enjoy talking to these guys because it's fun to learn about what's going on with the auction business these days. And Tim, Leon mentioned some properties. You mentioned the properties. Will, anything particular you're working on out there?
Well, we are working on a farm here in Logan County that'll be coming up. Matter of fact, we'll be ordering signs and starting on the advertising and marketing on that next week. And that's 220-something acres, I believe, over in Lewisburg. And it's going to be kind of a cattle farm or hay farm, as well as a recreational farm, be some excellent hunting and stuff over there. It'll be about 200-something acres and 8 tracts is what that's going to be. So we're just getting started on that one, getting that ready to go.
Leon mentioned a while ago, really breaking it up into tracts really helps it for farmers this day and time. Tim, you're talking about interest rates, and it helps for folks who maybe say, well, I want a little farm, but I don't want a big farm. I want just enough to run a few head of cattle or something like that. When you break it up, it gives people an opportunity to have that.
Well, that's right. You know, not everybody can afford to go out and buy a 300-acre crop farm, you know. Right. So each method has its time and place, I guess you might say. But whenever you do make it into smaller parcels, that gives an opportunity to more people to own it. Right. And, you know, we'd like to a lot of times offer in entirety to at auction as well. That way, if somebody does want to keep it, you know, a lot of times they have that option, you know. And we have to make that call kind of on a case-by-case basis.
Right. Tim, we were talking before we came back on. You guys really like to make it a fun event. People really enjoy auctions. I mean, I love to go to an auction because sometimes I wind up buying things and then they buy, but it's part of the fun. It's part of being at an auction.
It is part of the fun. It's an organized event. As we said earlier, we have one opportunity to make something happen for that seller. But if we can make it fun and there's no doubt about it, we know what we're there to do. We're going to make it fun amongst us and amongst everybody else there, but there is no doubt of what we're there to do. Absolutely. And we're focused on that, and we certainly know how to do that by using the method that we use. But it is, you know, who wants to go to something that's no fun? Who would go to a ball game if there wasn't any screaming and yelling and hollering and all of that? It's got to be fun. So, you know, you can work and have fun too, and we've done we do a great job of that. Sometimes we might have too much fun, but we do have fun.
I think that's what makes it all exciting to be a part of. And so, you know, that's the reason, obviously, you're in this business, and you guys do too. You help people see what they need to do. You're talking about breaking things up into smaller tracks. That's pretty important to stay in time.
Well, it's the only way that the seller can exceed market value. You know, as Will said, everybody can't buy 200 or 300 acres. But if you're that individual that just wants a hobby farm or you public work, but your goal and your dream for your family is to have 5 acres or 10 acres, we give them, you know, we give those people that opportunity to make their dreams come true. Now, the fact is they'll usually pay more per acre than what somebody can pay for 300 acres in one block. You know, everybody can't eat a big pie, but they can eat a little piece of it. And when we get done, the pie is gone and everybody's full. So that's kind of how we teach at an auction school. Will and I both teach at an auction school. And we teach, our subject is how to sell real estate at public auction. And there's a lot of different things. It's not, like I said, it's not a cookie cutter deal. You have to have something for everybody. And we do that. When we look at that piece of ground, how does it lay out on the ground? How can we offer it to the buying public to give them what they want? Right. Now, they may not get it in the end, but they still had their opportunity.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. And kind of reading the crowd. Leon, that's pretty important to be able to read the crowd in what you do too.
Oh, yeah, that's, well, you know, it kind of gets into that psychology a bit, but, you know, reading the crowd, you can kind of see if someone is wanting to bid again. So, you know, let's say that means coming back that second time, would you bid, you know, X amount of dollars? And the person just nods yes, and then you have a sale, you know. So, yeah, reading the crowd and just having a great time is definitely a big part of it.
And you've got to have knowledgeable ringmen.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Because sometimes that individual may not see what's in their best interest. And sometimes they just need a little help for somebody to explain it to them and take a little time and just say, you know, this may work for your needs because of what they'd already told us, you know, before the auction or something. But the ringman, your staff is so important to the success of an auction. And I will say, I will put our staff up against anybody. You know, we have, you know, very, very professional and knowledgeable people. All of these people here, they all own farms. They know how farms work. They know what these farmers think. They feel the pain just like person feels the pain. So they can relate. They can have empathy with those farmers, and they know what's what it takes to make it happen.
All right. Need to sell something. What are we going to sell? What are you going to sell?
What are you going to sell, Will?
Tell us what are you going to sell? You the head man. You start.
We could have more competition.
Let Leon sell something.
All right, Leon, sell us something.
$10 hat.
I like let's sell Will's hat.
And how many dollars on it? What would it get for? How about a bit? Do not give 100. How about a bit? 25, 35. Have it a bit tighter than 35, 45. How about a bit? 45. Say what about you? 45, 55. How about a bit? 55 now. 60. 60, 55 now. 5, 65. Hit it down. 70. Get on. 70, 65. Get it now. 70. Get down. 5. What about you, sir? 75.
Yeah.
Now 80. How about a bit? 75. You want to get on this, Alan? 85. How about 85? Get down. 90. So $85. Put it on buyer. Here you go.
They he gets paid for that.
Yeah, he gets to keep his hat.
They overpaid for that.
I've done pretty good. I just give $10 for that hat.
I like that, guys. You guys are a lot of fun. I'm having a great time here at Haley Auctions and Real Estate. And Russell, a little auction sale. We'll come back and visit with him one more time here. It's helping celebrate National Agriculture Week. A crucial part of agriculture is the auction business and what these guys do. We're on 1070 WEKT.